The time is now 25 minutes to nine. The Prince of Wales turns 65 today. He is the longest-serving heir to the throne, and there is no sign, of course, of when he might take over from the Queen. But he stands in for her today at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. It's taking place in Sri Lanka, and that choice of location has been criticised by some because of what they see as the country's poor record on human rights. Our royal correspondent Peter Hunt reports now on how much of a watershed moment this is for Prince Charles.
It will be yet another taste of his future. The son representing his mother at a Commonwealth forum which has given her reign a global dimension. Sir John Major, Prime Minister for much of the 90s, witnessed the Queen in action.
It was almost like a magnet attracting iron filings. When she was there, everybody wished to be there. They were keen to hear what she had to say. They were keen to talk to her. They were keen to talk about her.
Prince Charles is travelling to Sri Lanka from India. With an octogenarian monarch on the throne, his overseas tours will increase. The House of Windsor is in transition. This movement, without fanfare, is being watched by the constitutional expert, Professor Vernon Bogdanore.
We will have, in some sense, not formally, but perhaps practically, something approaching a dual monarchy, I think. Some of the activities of the monarch will be delegated to the Prince of Wales, but the central constitutional function of the monarchy, going through the cabinet papers, meeting ministers, encouraging, advising and warning them in the famous Trinity of Rights which the Queen has, those things will continue to be with the Queen. They're the core function that can't be devolved.
At three, Prince Charles was heir apparent. At 30, he agonised over his role. In the decades since, he's embraced charitable work and championed causes he's passionate about.
If they think that this is the way to go, and we end up with millions of small farmers all over the world being driven off their land and into unsustainable, unmanageable, degraded and dysfunctional conurbations of unmentionable awfulness, then you count me out. And I think it'll be
the language recorded here for a Daily Telegraph interview in 2008 will have to become more muted and the subject matter GM crops avoided the closer he gets to the throne. His past outspokenness is what his critics seize on. A meddlesome prince, they say, will become a meddlesome king. It's a portrayal the former Prime Minister Sir John Major doesn't recognise.
I can tell you from the practical experience of someone who has sat down with him many, many times that he has something very worthwhile to offer to government. He doesn't bully government. He doesn't attempt to influence government. He talks to them, he expresses views, and he listens. So he's very concerned. But is he meddlesome? Emphatically not. Meddlesome? Absolutely no.
Charles has moved from a disintegrating marriage to Diana in the 90s, which prompted palace talk of the crown skipping a generation, to the prospect of Camilla, perhaps one day, being crowned queen. He's settled, but what he represents seriously unsettles some, including the writer and Republican Beatrix Campbell.
This man, he's the same age as me. I've had decades of doing my job. He's served a 40-year apprenticeship. So the fact that he's performing more is a grotesque testament to the tragedy of his life, that he's been waiting, 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 waiting. While the Queen is alive, he is subordinate. Imagine, it infantilises the man. He should be saved. He should be saved by republicanism.
He's a grandfather. He'll draw a state pension, which he'll give to charity. He's still waiting. The environmentalist Patrick Holden, a friend for 30 years, has watched Prince Charles as he bides his time.
Of course the criticisms get to him. He has a thin skin. He's very sensitive. But he also has immense courage and conviction that it's right for him to speak out about these issues. I think he's done it brilliantly. I think he's a visionary and a leader and exactly the right person to be in the role that he's in at the present time.
Peter Hunt reporting. The time is 20 to 9. Now, I'm in Birmingham this morning. I've been concentrating.